From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Residents of Mosul say the center of the Iraqi city is eerily quiet as most people are hunkering down, waiting for the coming battle. Henry Ridgewell has more on the nearby military operation.
Islamic State released a propaganda video Wednesday purporting to show its fighters defiantly patrolling the streets of Mosul. An unidentified militant addresses the camera, warning that the United States will be defeated in Iraq. Despite the rhetoric, Islamic State fighters are rapidly losing ground. Backed by coalition artillery and airstrikes, Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces say they are ahead of schedule in their mission to retake Mosul. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The United Nations says Russia's extension of a truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo does not provide enough time to allow humanitarian aid to be delivered to civilians. Russian Lieutenant General Sergei Rudskoy said a humanitarian pause Thursday in Aleppo will last from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., 3 hours longer than originally planned, to allow civilians and rebels to safely leave the city's eastern side. UN and Red Cross trucks packed with supplies have been sitting near the Turkish border for weeks, awaiting guarantees the trucks can safely deliver relief supplies. Leaders of Germany, Russia, Ukraine, and France gathered Wednesday in Berlin for talks aimed at reestablishing the stalled Minsk peace agreement. The agreement was aimed at reaching a political settlement for eastern Ukraine. Amid escalating tensions between the West and Russia, German Chancellor Angela Merkel invited Russia's president, Ukraine's president, and France's president to evaluate the implementation of the Minsk agreement. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says one of its service members and an American civilian were killed Wednesday in a shooting near a coalition base in the Afghan capital, Kabul. It says another service member and two U.S. civilians were wounded and are in stable condition. The shooter, wearing an Afghan Army uniform, was shot and killed by international forces. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are heading to their third debate late Wednesday. It will be the last time millions of Americans will have a chance to see the two candidates square off on a wide range of issues. Clinton will show up on the debate stage in Las Vegas, Nevada, with a growing lead in public opinion polls over Trump. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, working with Czech police, arrested a Russian citizen in Prague on Wednesday in connection with attempted cyber attacks against the United States. Last week, the Obama administration formally accused the Russian government of hacking U.S. institutions in an attempt to influence the upcoming presidential election. Police have not said the arrested man was involved with election-related hacking. Police in Europe announced Wednesday the arrest of 314 people from 52 different countries this week following a series of raids. Europol also says it has broken up several human trafficking rings. The agency says it has disrupted the most dangerous criminal networks currently active, focusing on cases related to illegal immigration, human trafficking, drug trafficking, and cybercrime. Officials say the trafficking networks based in Nigeria, Asia, and Eastern Europe are the most active in Europe. A spacecraft from Earth has once again reached Mars. The European Space Agency says its Schiaparelli spacecraft entered the Martian atmosphere on Wednesday. So far, there has been no word as to if the probe had successfully landed. A police van repeatedly rammed protesters engaged in an anti-U.S. rally outside the U.S. Embassy in the Philippine capital, Manila, leaving several people hurt. About 1,000 protesters gathered Wednesday in front of the embassy to call for an end to the U.S. military presence in the Philippines. At least 23 protesters were arrested. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari told the 21 Chibok girls rescued this week that he will redouble efforts to find those still missing. He said the government is assuming the responsibility for the girls' personal, educational, and professional goals and ambitions in life. Last week, the rebels released 21 girls in the first negotiated release brokered by the International Red Cross and the Swiss government. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.